Today, I would like to talk about our youth and exactly the, more particularly anyway, the struggles that they go through, especially in our universities and even in our grade schools and high schools. First, the universities. As we have all seen in the past few weeks and months, the turmoil that our students were going through because of a visit of a very popular president. Now, we've seen very, very blatantly on television many of our students, our Catholic students, who were manifesting an openness to the dialogue and the beauty of coming together and trying to find common ground. Well, one of the problems with common ground is that the ground has to be based on something solid. Our Lord speaks about this building one's house on sand, and the rains come and wash it away. Well, any kind of common ground that we find or we give our youth, if it isn't based on the truth, it can't stand. And what we're giving them is an ability to not succeed in their faith. Now, one of the big problems that I saw over the past couple of weeks is that there is no moral compass. There seems to be very little moral guidance in our universities and in our high schools. It's almost that we're afraid to speak the truth because we're afraid to offend someone. In fact, we even give honorary degrees to people who are completely off base when it comes to the truth, when it comes to the absolute, undeniable, distinctive truth that is taught by the church. Christ gives us very clearly not only commandments that we have to live by, but laws of loving. And most certainly, it appears on the outside that loving would be acceptance. But we can never accept something that is wrong, even if that means we can get along. We have to speak our mind. We have to speak the truth with courage and conviction. Now, it's very, very difficult in universities to be someone who has convictions, especially if they go against the status quo. And throughout all of history, we have found that it's been the intelligentsia in our society, those in the universities, not even in our own society, check out Europe, who helped usher in almost every evil that has befallen the European continent. It's been the intelligentsia, the people in the schools, in the universities, the professors. I'm not saying that all of them are bad, and I'm not saying that all of them are good. I'm simply saying this, that if we do not, as a faith people, recognize that there is what we call an absolute truth and an absolute evil, absolute good, we will never be able to form our children in a way that they will be able to live in a society and stand up for something. When we see our youth walking and demonstrating and speaking of these things that are part of our faith, what amazed me is that there were so few. Everyone seems to want to go along with the status quo. And you know why? Because it's easier. Why should I be a sign of contradiction? Why should I stand up and speak what I know to be true if it's not going to be accepted by everyone? This is the problem, because if we live, even no matter what age we are, if we live to please the people around us, if we live in such a way that we are constantly trying to make the people around us happy, we will never accomplish anything great in our lives, because we have to be willing to stand up and be counted. We have to be willing to be signs of contradiction. We have to be willing to look good on wood. We have to be willing to stand up and be crucified, if necessary, for the truth. What happened to those virtues? Do we teach them to our children in the home? Do we teach them to our young people in the schools, in the high schools, in the colleges? Do we actually teach them that to self-sacrifice is one of the calls of Christ, that it isn't an option to give one's life for the truth? All of us have to have that kind of love, that kind of movement within our soul that forces us to go outside of ourselves, despite what we might seek, the self-respect of others, or to be looked up to stand up for what we know to be the truth. But the problem is that sometimes the truth can become clouded. We want to make excuses, and there's no problem there. There's no problem with making an excuse for someone. You don't want to condemn people. The church doesn't go around sending people to hell or telling them they're going to hell. But the church does is simply state this, that there is an objective reality. There is an objective truth that we have to conform our lives to. Now, in the schools, there are opinions. Everybody has one. And so much of the media in this world today looks down upon the church for the flaws and the faults that we find in the individuals in the church or that are part of the church. There seems to be this rush to condemn the entire church of Christ, which is the mystical body of Christ. We have to recognize that there is only one Messiah. We cannot make messiahs all over the place. People we run to and we wait with bated breath for them to speak their golden words. What we have to do is we have to look at what Jesus said. He said enough. The problem is we're constantly trying to find the easy route, the easy way, the easy path, the path that will lead us to more peaceful encounters that will put us on the road to success. Well, I have to tell you something. When you look at the road that Christ traveled, it was a road of failure. Every single thing he did, humanly speaking, was a flop. He picked 12 guys, handpicked them. They ran, they denied, they betrayed. All of these people abandoned him when he needed them the most. So what does that tell us? It tells us that we are living in a world that is going to be a contradiction to everything we hold as sacred. And if we cannot inspire our youth, our young men and women, to stand up and be counted among those who have faith, which means something that is lived, not just something that is believed, if we cannot teach them to stand with courage, conviction, love, compassion, understanding, and a willingness to die for what they know to be true, what have we? What have we done? We have failed them. It isn't easy being a young man or woman in this day and age. It just isn't. Most certainly, the world will come around once again. Right now we see that those who see abortion as an evil, that number is increasing, and it's now over half of the people in our country. This is a good sign. Could it be that we've allowed parents to kill their children, those parents who would be in favor of abortion? So now the people having children are the ones who are against it. So it's a natural occurrence that more and more people are entering into the world. More and more people are beginning to see the value of human life. But if we don't instill those values into our youth, what is the future of our country? Are we going to be a country that lives only for the material values that are placed before us? Or is there going to be an underlying value of good and holiness and faith that touches every aspect of our human existence? As teachers, as parents, as friends, in short, what we must do is pay attention to the needs of our youth. We have to look at them and see the struggles that they're enduring. We have to prepare them for a world of contradiction. We have to give them the truth so that they will have the wherewithal to stand up and defend what they know to be true Christians in a godless society.